Here we are, ready to meet my friend Chiro Barthy. He belongs to the hand beasts. Since all we have of this species are trace fossils, meaning footprints and tracks, and no skeletons, I will introduce my friend myself. Scientists call my friend Chirotherium Barthy. Chirotherium is the name of the tracks left by his species. How tracks are formed was already explained at the beginning of your tour. Chiro Barthy's species lived about 245 million years ago, during the Middle Triassic, which is also known as the Bunter Sandstone Period. I will now describe what my friend looked like, but you must remember that this is all speculation, derived from the form and arrangement of the footprints that have been found. His barrel-shaped body was between 3 and 4 meters long. As you can see, his head is long, which means it is not easy to see where the head ends and the rest of his body begins. Last but not least, he has a long pointed tail. I bet you are wondering how he got his name. Just look at Chiro Barthy's feet. They are very similar in shape to our own hands, so the finders named the animal Chirotherium. In ancient Greek, chiros means hand, while therion means beast. The footprint of the hand beast shows a number of special features. One is the clawless fifth toe, which sticks out to the side. The first scientists working on the fossil presumed that this was a thumb. However, this anatomical feature rather shows that the hand beast is an ancestor of the gigantic dinosaurs, and therefore also of crocodiles and birds. These animals also have a fifth toe sticking out to the side. The first tracks were found in 1834 in the Bunter Sandstone of Herzberg near Hildburghausen. Other tracks were discovered in Harris, near Eisfeld, and Waldeck, near Bjørgel Jina.